Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
You know, as long as we can avoid lightning strikes, we'll actually have an episode this week.
First time for everything. Yeah. Sorry we were off last week. Brad and I recorded an hour, and then my power went out, and we lost everything. So
yeah. Briefly considered releasing just my side of the audio, but I don't know if that would have been a very entertaining show.
like one like 40 second block
of a conversation. It could have been, we could have made it interactive. It's like, hey, like you have your own conversation with
you just
me,
add
and
Brad
I,
in.
I'll respond to you. Yeah,
yeah. You just add Brad in. Like it's Mystery Science Theater 3000, right? Like, but just Brad. He's waiting on two hosts to come hang out with him. There's no storm going on in my neighborhood, so we should, quote unquote, be fine. If you don't ever hear this, then we weren't. All right, so we are not going to like rehash things that happened last week. We're just going to move forward.
That was forever ago. So
yes, as we know in politics. The only thing is, I mean, the big story, we have the exact feelings that you think we have about Trump possibly being indicted at some point. Like, yes, we would love it. We are very cautiously optimistic,
yes.
To say the least. So there you go. That's pretty much last
week. Yeah, round up the whole gang. Round up the whole Trump gang.
Yeah. No, look, he needs friends with him. Like, yeah. Spring everybody. So that's our feelings on that. You can kind of fill in the blanks there. But let's jump right into some pretty serious stuff that happened this week. Republicans actually filibuster the January 6th commission to investigate the Capitol riot. A ballsy but very predictable move.
Yeah, this was never not going to happen. Here's the cinema on Joe Manchin.
Right. Look, I'm not shocked that they did it. What I am shocked at is the response. I'm right. Shocked that people are shocked. What? I mean, surely a group of politicians who have been pushing the idea that the people behind the Capitol riot were Antifa and secret Black Lives Matter antagonists, surely they would want an investigation into said riot so that they can prove how right they were. Huh. Interesting. Interesting that they wouldn't want to do that.
One would assume that that is the case. Also, a party that belabored multiple investigations despite bearing absolutely no fruit for years and years about an incident, you would think would right. be gung-ho for setting up all sorts of commissions to have people testify about them.
Right.
But, you know.
There are more people who died during the Capitol riots than the Benghazi situation. But
apparently only five Republicans cared enough to vote for this thing.
Again, I guess we can talk about Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Sinema actually missed the vote.
Yeah.
which is like, come on. That's crazy.
Is it crazy? Or did she not waste her time because she knew it was going to not pass anyway?
Right. No, I mean, that part's obvious, right? Which says a lot about her understanding of DC, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she understands that Republicans aren't going to do shit, but that's so weirdly cynical, right? Because at the same time, you're like, I'm this centrist trying to find bipartisanship, but I didn't even bother showing up because I knew Republicans are going to fuck around and just toss this shit to the wind. So you're not really looking for bipartisanship as much as you're looking to be self-important,
That's why I put I said on Twitter, I think replying to Tiara, what is her purpose? Like she's literally become like even Joe Manchin is more useful. Think Kyrsten Sinema. At least Joe Manchin's out here like being like, I want the filibuster, but I actually have like policy ideas and I have, you know, right. ways to tweak legislation and I have, you know, things that I'll say. She doesn't do anything. Like she just is. She just exists.
I mean, boy, is that a hell of a legacy for that seat. Right? Like
yeah, right. Well.
I mean, look, love him or hate him, John McCain, but he was in the mix, right? Like he was doing shit, like, whether I agreed with it, a lot of it I did not, you know, except for the infamous thumbs down. I love that. That was great. Again, he could have just died at that moment, and it would have been the greatest thing that ever happened. But she doesn't, like you said, she's not doing anything. If you understand that Republicans were going to tank this thing, and you then still work in a way to keep it 50-50 and let Republicans fuck over other legislation, are you there to fuck over Democrats? I'm confused.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like somebody needs to ask that sort of pointed question. Like, oh, she said, oh, I had this family emergency. But there's images of you standing with John Cornyn, like, at the border. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
So, like, we can see you. This is not a remote concept. We can lay eyes on you. So
this tells me further proof that the Green Party, utterly useless as a political device. Truly the libertarians of the left.
Oh, 100%. The Green
Party.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's her background. So, somehow she came from being a Green Party activist to this.
So the same thing then.
Yeah, where
she just got elected, right? Because you couldn't get elected to be a senator as a Green Party candidate. Like, that's just not going to happen. I think that Democrats should primary her as soon as humanly possible and get her the fuck out of there. Get a real Democrat in there who's actually going to vote for shit. And look, I don't even need an AOC type person. Like, I don't need it to be some hardcore left
person. Because you're not going to get that in Arizona, I don't think.
No, not likely. But you could definitely get somebody who I think could be identified as on the left versus just like slightly less, left of center.
There's one there now. His name's Mark Kelly. Like, he's no Bernie Sanders, but he's not confused for a Republican.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could get another, you could, like, people are like, Mark Kelly's on the left. Yeah, he is. Like, but he's not like a crazy person, right? But like, there's no reason for her to be there. There's none. She serves no purpose but to give space to Republicans to do more of this type of shit, right? So them filibustering the January 6th commission is wild. Mm-hmm. Because there's footage of these people running for their lives. Like, oh, everything was fine. Meanwhile, like, cut to clip. I'm going to fucking hang the vice president. Like,
it's come also, on, man. It's also ridiculously stupid, unforced error. And they did this because they know that Democrats still have options to dig into this. Like, it's not like, oh,
we'll talk about done. This.
Well, I guess we're just not going to do this anymore. All that Republicans did happen. Is... All Republicans did is take away their ability to have a say in how this goes. And knowing Democrats, will still probably give them a say anyway because we're idiots. But yeah.
Zero say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Fuck you. That's not fair. Life's not fair.
Yeah. Like you could have easily had a position to have real bipartisanship. And then if the results came in that we all know are true, that these are all like fucking Trump lunatics, like, that gives you a position to then move away from that asshole. But again, they're so just fucking cuckold to him right now that it's, ugh, you know, that they can't, thanks they can't that, get away, you're welcome, that they can't get away from him.
He's
they
can't get away from him. He's ruined my favorite search terms on Pornhub. No, I'm kidding. It's obviously something way darker.
Look, Trump is fucking that elephant nonstop, and Republicans are helpless to resist. So,
I just don't understand. Like, this guy is corrupt. This guy is dumb. Like, and yes, I understand he has the power of the people behind him. All you have to do is just go no, and guess what? They're not gonna abandon your party, dude. They're not. Because they want to win more than anything. Yeah, you're going to lose some of these nutballs, but for the most part, you'll retain 97% of them.
What are those idiots going to do? Go vote for the Democrat? Get the fuck out of here.
No, they're like, not. Well, that's not going to happen. I hate Republicans. Oh, I can't let the Democrats win. That's all that's going to happen, dude. That's all that's going to happen. They're so afraid that they're going to abandon them for a new party. okay, hey, guess what? While you're getting that new party started, you're going to get eviscerated by the Democrats for like 12 years. That's just not going to happen. You're not going to move 90% of the Republican Party into the new Trump Party. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So take your licks, fucking own it, and be like, we're done with this guy. Look, you might lose 2022. You know, you're going to pick up some seats. It's just inevitable. But you might overall lose 2022, and you might lose 2024. But guess what? You be rid of this guy. You be rid of this guy. Right now, you're just holding your fingers crossed, hoping he dies before 2023. That's all you're doing. That's cowardice to me. Like, I mean, for these guys, oh, we're so tough, and you guys are all snowflake. You're just a bunch of fucking cucks. You are. Yeah. You are. You're right. Like, just stand in your truth and be like, this guy is bad for the party. Apparently, the biggest balls in the fucking entire party are hanging between Liz Cheney's legs. And it's just,
debatable. Yeah.
Like, but it's not like those, you know, voting suppression laws or have anything to do with that. Really? Wow, Liz, you fell off the wagon 14 seconds after getting on it. Cool. Awesome. Great. But yeah, so them filibustering this, shouldn't come as any surprise. What's interesting is Joe Manchin is like, I don't have any answers. Dude, kill the filibuster. If this is not enough reason.
Yeah, like if Joe Manchin gets up in front of a reporter and it's like, I don't know what to do. We're going to be like, there's one thing you can do.
Yeah.
You know the thing we've been asking you about for the last 4 months?
Yeah. Knock that shit
you can do
right
that
off
thing.
The desk.
Do like, that thing.
Look, boom, kill the filibuster, revote. You got your 50-50.
I don't know, do you? Is Kyrsten Sinema gonna fucking come along for the ride? It's a legitimate.
No, she would. Legitimately, I think they might come to her house if she doesn't. I think you could get her. Be like, look, get your ass over there. Well, I'd be like, look, here's the deal. You don't sign on to this shit, you're stripped from every committee job that you have. You're done. Like, for all intents and purposes, you are done in Congress. And I will put, and like, if I was like Senate Democrats, leadership, I'd be like, if I was Schumer and those guys, I'd be like, look, you don't sign on to this shit, I'm going to make your life a living hell, and we are going to fuck you up. Make no mistake, you will do nothing. We will make sure that everything that you do is scrutinized and ripped to shit. Every single thing. You think Arizona's getting money for infrastructure? They're not getting fuck all. Fuck them. Like, make her pay. Make her fucking pay. Look, they never play hardball with Republicans. Start playing hardball with your own people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I'd be like, look, we got all this money for infrastructure, baby. Eh, you like it? Eh? Cool. You get none of it unless you sign on to this shit. That's what I would say. Or incentivize them and like, look, you sign on to it, we give you an extra, $10 million or whatever. Like, whatever. Like, that's how you're supposed to grease the wheels. That's how politics is supposed to work, right? You know, use that pork to make things move.
Supposed to, but, you know.
I don't know.
Depends on incentives. Like, that's one of the problems with arguing with Joe Manchin. That dude's not going to run again when his term comes up. He's too old. He's been there forever.
No, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so. What else can Joe Manchin accomplish that Joe Manchin hasn't already accomplished? He's been a governor. He's been like a three-term senator or however long he's been senator. He's going to run again when he's fucking 72. He's got houseboats to live on.
Nah, yo, he's going to run again.
No, I don't think he will. The only reason I think he would is just because he knows he could win, and he knows that it's the only way Democrats can hang on to a seat. So,
yeah, that's why he's going to run again. Like, unless he gets like a real challenge.
Do you think he cares about the Democratic Party that much?
No, that's clear he does not.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about democracy.
Yeah.
He won't kill the filibuster in the voting rights aspect. He says, oh, well, I'm open to it. Stop trying to hit him. Hit him. Like, just say the shit. Like, what is all this mealy mouth bullshit? But to me, if these guys were willing to kill a commission to investigate, right, where they would have equal say in this investigation, they didn't want to investigate how they almost were murdered in a mass killing. What is left? Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like, what is truly left for them that they won't filibuster, dude. Like, there's nothing else, right? You go, oh, well, maybe they'll vote, they'll filibuster voting rights or anything else. If they would filibuster people trying to murder them, not even you, murder them, kill the Republican vice president, there is no line. There's no bottom of the barrel for these guys. So I think we have reached the point where we can say the thing that got me booted off of Facebook for 30 days, we should kill the filibuster. That's literally what I said, and I got
I know. Why do you use that fucking platform anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I was like, wait, what? Like, it's not a the filibuster is not a protected class of people. You should be allowed to say, I want to kill the filibuster. It's crazy.
Look, Facebook hates government too.
Yeah, they're like, no, we need the filibuster. How dare you say something? Block. It's like, oh man.
No, so, but again, we've been new this. This isn't new news. Like did Joe Manchin really have to see this happening in person for such a thing? Like, did he really in his heart of hearts? Did he really in his heart of hearts believe that there were 10 Republicans that were gonna be like, yeah, let's do this shit? Come on.
I don't know why he would. I mean, honestly, I don't know why he thought that he could actually get 60 people in the entire Senate to be on board with us.
That's my question. So he's like, oh, we can find compromise. Are you having those conversations? Because it doesn't seem like you are.
Who are you talking to? It doesn't
seem like that's happening.
I feel like he's only talking to Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's like, yeah, no, I'm on board. He's like, so like you and nine of your friends, he's like, I'm on board. And he's like, all right, got it. Like, who are the other nine, yo? Who are the other nine? All right, Lisa Murkowski. Got it. Who are the other eight? Like, it's not much, man. There's not much. But again, they are willing to block the possible investigation of the murder of a Republican vice president. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, Which, by the way, you know, we'll talk about later on. They're not done. They're not done.
Yeah.
If you think that this January 6th shit was bad, again, put people under prison for real, because these dumb fucks have not learned a lesson.
Greg Pence didn't vote for the establishment of the commission. Mike Pence's brother.
That's crazy, dude.
People are outside screaming, murder your brother. And he's like, no need to look any further into this.
It's probably Antifa, man. It's probably Antifa. Look into it? Nah. How did no one ask him? How did no one? See, this is what drives me crazy about journalism, because there's not like, there's too much, like, you need integrity, right? Like, you need journalistic integrity so that you're not easily swayed by bullshit and things like that. And you need people to ask real questions. But you also kind of need, like, you need like Vice, right? Like, Vice is kind of like the thugs of news in a lot of ways, right? Unconventional.
I feel like if we could ever get press passes, we could be the thugs of news. Could you imagine?
We could call it thugs of news. I'm okay with that. Thugs of news. Yeah, it's you know, like, I have a question. I'm from the TUN network. Oh, okay. Come on in. But what does that stand for? No, worry about it.
Question for Senator Manchin. Yeah, go ahead. What the actual fuck?
Bro, what are you doing? Like, but like, to Prince's brother, like, that's your brother. That's your brother, dude. Do you hate your, I'd be like, two questions. One, do you hate your brother?
Do you hate your brother? Two, why do you hate your brother?
Yeah, why do you hate your brother? When did you stop eating your wife, right? Like, because I mean, honestly, that's a legitimate question. You love your brother. You're proud of your brother. Yes, of course. Vice president, blah, 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 blah. You know, I love him. He's great, great congressman, yada, yada, yada. Cool. All right. So they were outside. They built the gallows, and they were yelling, they were chanting, kill Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Why would you not want to investigate who wanted to kill your brother?
Well, no, they weren't saying hang Mike Pence. They were saying, hang my pants, hang my pants.
They were saying boo Ernst.
Boo Ernst. Actually, if he had gone with that excuse, I would have respected the hell out of it.
And they said, hang my pants.
Literally done the boo words to the...
I didn't hear that. No, you know what he would say? I didn't hear that. That's what Republicans do. I didn't hear that. All right, cool. It's okay. You didn't hear it. I heard it. That's what they said, dog. Like, you want the tape. It's the tape.
Yeah, speaking of which, in the land of faux conspiracies, magically all Republicans found Twitter again now that Donald Trump isn't president anymore. Because they were able to yell at Kamala Harris for telling everyone to enjoy the long weekend.
What was the controversy in that?
The controversy was that she wasn't paying enough deference to fallen soldiers on Memorial Day weekend by telling people to enjoy the long weekend. It is literally Tan Suit Gate 2021.
Oh my god! I literally saw the Dijon Apocalypse. Yeah,
happening again.
Oh my god! Look at this suit he's wearing. No president has ever worn a tan suit. Cut to Ronald Reagan, like just images of past presidents wearing tan suit. Like, dude, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. That suit was dope. He looked good in it. Like, fuck y'all. Sorry, he has style. But by the way, Obama, I love Obama a lot. Like, I really do. I think he's a stand-up dude. Not a perfect president by any means, but a stand-up dude. Like, he's different from me. Cause see, I'm petty. Oh, you got a problem with that? Oh, I'm rocking a seersucker the next day. You know, I'm just like, for the next week, I'm coming out in a different color suit every single day. Go fuck yourself.
Dude, it was summertime. He could have rocked he could have done the throwback to like the Miami Vice, like 80s, like linen suit.
Hell yeah. Come on, man. Look at your sleeves rolled up. Come to do a press conference. Like, to me, that's how you, like, you don't respond, like, to me. Like, I like the way the press secretary responded to that, which was like, yeah, it's a hot day. He felt like he wanted to wear something different and kind of like, go fuck yourself, right? But to me,
why are we talking,
is this a real question? Who gives a fuck? But to me, as president, I would see that and I couldn't help but to be a troll. I would find because I know like Lou Dobbs had said something and like Sean Hannity and all the guys, I would go out and I would just every day I would mention them by name. I'd be like, hey, Lou Dobbs, loving the suit. Like, what do you think? And I would, like you said, I'd do the fucking Miami Vice thing. Fuck them, dude. I'm the president. I will have you drone struck. Like, fuck you. I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. Actually, maybe that's what I come out and say. I'm the president. I can do whatever I want. Yeah. And I'd come out in like jorts. Fuck you. I got the legs for it. Look at this. God, that was so stupid. And yeah, her have a long weekend. Yeah, people work, and it was really nice having a long weekend.
Yeah.
So what? So what?
No offense. I didn't kneel at my shrine of fallen heroes on Monday, guys. Just throwing that out there. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, spoiler alert. None of you did. You know what you did? You made hot dogs and hamburgers. You didn't give a fuck about Memorial Day. Like, you don't. Nobody really does. Like, you go, veterans, you're doing really good. And then you go back to drinking your beer at the grill. Like, come on, guys. You're not going to Arlington, right? Saluting, crying, our hero. No, you're like, yeah, you might be saluting, but you got an MGD in one hand and a fucking burger in the other. Come on. It's bullshit. Bro, knock it off.
Like I said, maybe you went to your grandfather's grave in the morning. Great. Whatever. Like, that's fine. But
yeah, that's your grandfather.
Yeah. Okay. Don't act like someone keeping it real, you know, needs to fucking blow up. But again, that's what happens when there is no real controversy or no real scandal to key in on. You have to just make shit up.
Or you don't have any policy. You don't have policies. I can't believe she didn't fucking save her. If she was like, you know, thank you to our troops, blah, blah, blah. They'd be like, she didn't say to have a long weekend to 40-hour workers. Like, they would have just come up with some random thing. They don't care because they are no longer a policy-driven party. They are an outrage party. They are a party of, like, fake outrage and fake bullshit stories.
Here's what makes me excited. Joe Biden, apparently, in 4 short months, has already had enough of this shit as far as like Republicans and shit like that goes. I mean, that dude was up on a fucking stage in front of a microphone with a list of names. Like, hey, here's all these Republicans going around taking credit for the fucking CARES Act or whatever. He's like, why? None of them voted for it. Why are you going around taking my shit?
And by the way, that's a thing that Obama never did. And that's, I'm glad Biden learned that lesson. Like, don't be nice. Yeah. Fuck them. They have no bottom. They have no bottom.
I mean, for fuck's sake, today, like, he's out there, like everyone's like, hey, Joe Biden, why him doing this? Why him doing this? It's like, I got 4 votes in the House. He's like, I got a 4-vote advantage in the House, and I got 48 senators, and I got 2 senators in my own party who vote with the GOP most of the time. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Right.
What do you want me to do? Put people on blast. That's what that pulpit's there for. Not in a Trump way where it's like, I'm going to fucking support your opponent in,
right, you don't
in
do
the next
that.
Election. But
right. You don't do that. But or like you can maybe secretly, but you don't, like, Trump was just like, I'm supporting this guy's opponent. Like, you just go on TV and say this shit. Like, wow, dude, have a little bit of tact, like, ease down. But that's not really his thing. So yeah, look, I appreciate him calling out Sinema and Manchin on that. And he should. Yeah, they need to be shamed. You're supposed to be Democrats. Like, we got a voting rights bill for the people. If you do not pass this, we are in a nightmare fucking scenario. We are in a nightmare scenario.
We're already there. Even if you pass it, I don't know how you undo, like, the maps that just got drawn. Like, is that going to happen in time for the next election? Who knows?
Well, the maps getting drawn, no. But it does drop the ceiling. It creates a floor for what they can do. Like, there's a lot of things in the For the People Act, because it becomes federal law, they can't do as many of their, like, bullshit chicanery on the state level. Like, that, a lot of those things would just be immediately eliminated. Like, get the fuck out of here. So, frankly, like, and we'll talk a lot about this because there's quite a bit on it. That's why it needs to be done. And look, you know, to Manchin's credit, he's like, look, I'm for possibly doing a cutout for the filibuster to get this done. That's great. Now go over to Arizona and wake up that dum-dum and get it done. But more importantly, kill the filibuster, dude. You cannot get democracy running without this being gone. You can't. Yeah. You simply cannot.
Yeah, people pointing out the irony of those two saying, oh, we're trying to save democracy. Like, you're trying to save democracy by crippling it. And the filibuster is anti-democratic. I understand what you don't understand.
Right. It helps the minority have a voice. They don't have a voice. They're just saying no to everything.
Right.
That's not a voice.
And again, it doesn't stop them from having a voice. You can still bring your amendments. You can still bring your issues to the floor. And then if they get voted down, then okay, you had your voice. Congratulations. That doesn't mean you get to stop progress from happening. Having a voice does not mean you get to throw up roadblocks for things being passed.
I mean, look, I'm even okay if you just said you have to go, one, the filibuster is not anonymous. You don't get to send it in an email. Go fuck yourself. The senator themselves has to go up there and they have to talk. And when they stop talking, you can talk 24 hours if you want to. The second they stop talking, the vote happens.
Racist. There are plenty of things. I mean, that's a bare minimum. Like you can institute the talking filibuster.
Yeah.
You can require that, like, what is it, you know, 40 senators from that party are, you know, in chambers at all times during the filibuster. Otherwise, it's fucking done.
That would help a lot, because these motherfuckers hit an email and then bounce for the weekend. Deuces. Like, they don't even show up. They don't even show up. You don't have to. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, make them stay, and all of a sudden they're not going to care so much about anymore. Like, I really want to fucking go home. Like, I'm not.
Like, you don't even
hanging out, Mitch. Sorry.
I mean, but that's the thing is, you don't even have to make it hard. Like, they're so fucking lazy. Just be like, you fuckers have got to sit. You want a filibuster? You need 40 members of your party, or 40% of your party, whatever you want to say, right? Or, you know, 80% of your party needs to be there in order for that filibuster to happen. And then it has to be a talking filibuster. And you institute those 2 rules, the shit drops immediately.
Here's the thing. People, that also helps take care of, like, you know, the stupid thing that people are like, well, what about when Democrats aren't in power anymore? Democrats will show up for that shit. Trust me. Like, they care enough to fucking prevent dumb shit from happening.
They will. They will. Absolutely.
To hold the line. So.
Right. And look, again, The filibuster, if you made it a talking filibuster or stuff like that, it doesn't stop them from doing what they want to do. But you gotta work at it, right? Like you gotta say, look, if you're trying to stop some type of legislation, yeah, you're right. Democrats are gonna show up and they're gonna fight. They're gonna have to fight, right? And also for Democratic voters, this is a good thing, right? Because often Democrats are seen as not fighting. This forces them to fight if they are trying to stop some legislation, not just going, oh, there's nothing we could do, right? I mean, I guess they could just not filibuster, or you can fight. You fight, right? Just because you use the filibuster in a time where it was like a talking filibuster doesn't mean you're going to stop them, but at least people can see you fighting. And they like sometimes those fighting voices are enough to ignite people behind you. Right. And like to get people by like, this guy's making a lot of fucking good points. Yeah, we lost that. But let's go fucking get him in two years or whatever. Like that type of shit happens. Right. Bernie Sanders, giving like long, these long speeches, basically filibuster speeches. He's done it in the past. And that's a lot of what drew young people to him who didn't know who he was. That is how you create like movements. Right. Like you do. Right. Sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. But that's how you create movements. Let these motherfuckers get up there and like talk policy. None of that green eggs and ham bullshit. Talk policy.
That's just what I was thinking too. Like get that shit out of here.
Yeah, no, there's none of that. Like you get to read whatever you want. It has to be relevant to what we are talking about. Not green eggs and ham, not reading a dictionary, not reading a phone book. You talk about relevant shit to what this bill is. You want to stand up there for 24 hours? You stand your fucking ass up there for 24 hours. Oh, yeah, you peed your pants? That's not my fucking problem.
Guess what? They fucking tried that shit with the CARES Act when it went through the Senate. Like Joe Kennedy is like, oh, we're going to read the whole bill on the Senate floor. It's going to take all day. You know how long they lasted before they gave up on that shit? About 4 hours. They're just like,
They're lazy. Joe Kennedy fucking sucks.
They're like, Sean, you're going to actually make us fucking do it? Like, oh yeah. Shit. Like, I thought we were just going to scare you away. Like, no, we don't need, but none of you.
Again, we're good. Again, you can get all this information.
That could be every day.
Every day. Just like, could be every day. Take your ass up there. Cool. You got it. Going up there. That's cool. Like, to me, why are you trying? Okay. If you're trying to get Sinema and Manchin on board to kill a filibuster, instead of coming to them and saying, let's kill a filibuster straight up. Why don't you say to them, and maybe they have, right? Like, we don't know what, like, back channel conversations are. But I'd be like, why don't we bring back the talking filibuster? What's your argument then? Well, what if they don't get a voice? Are you a fucking Democrat or not? Like, what are we trying to lose or are we trying to win? And we're trying to make, like, it's not even lose or win. Are you trying to make progress to help people? Right now, we are in a situation, and that's, like, most of the docket, is this voting rights nightmares in the states. If you are Joe Manchin, if you are Kristen Sinema, how the fuck do you sit there and read this news and just go,
if democracy doesn't seem to be in trouble? Yeah. What honestly, fuck? Like if you're Schumer, put that on the floor. Put that rule change on the floor for the talk of filibuster and let them know, like, look, this is happening. You want to vote it down? Have fun explaining it to the American people. Have fun explaining it to your voters.
There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if Democrats can't get tough with Republicans, get tough with your own people. That way you get them all in line. Get them tough. Look, Liz Cheney said this is like Liz Cheney mentioned what reality was and they drummed her ass out of leadership for not even for like, I don't like, fundamental things about the Republican Party. And no, she was just like, no, Donald Trump lost the election, dog. And they were like, nope, you got to go. So if the Republican Party is willing to drum someone out of leadership for reality, surely we can drum people out of leadership and out of committees for just not doing their job, for not actually doing things to help people as you said you would when they voted for you.
Right.
So, yeah, get the entire fuck out of here. Pelosi basically floated four possibilities after this commission was filibustered. One, the Senate could hold a second vote on the original bipartisan commission. Spoiler alert, that is, kill the filibuster and then let's vote this shit in. That's what that means. So it tells you where she is. Democrats in the House could create a select committee. The existing congressional committees could continue their separate investigations, or they could empower one existing committee, such as the House Homeland Security Committee, to take charge of the probe. Those are all fine answers. The correct answer is kill the filibuster and do this shit right.
Yeah.
That's the right thing. Because you want as many Republicans on board for this shit. Because, by the way, the ones who voted for this shit, that's how you know they're not involved. That's how you know, by the way. They're like, yeah. Mitt Romney's like, they didn't call me to ask me shit. Fuck these people. Like, yeah, because he almost got murdered. You saw that video where he was running down the hallway and the black dude's like, don't do that. Go that way. And he was like, you got it. Yeah, they would have grabbed his ass and murdered him right there. They would have killed him. They would have. Like, if you have any speculation, they would have just talked to him. No, they would not have. Yeah. They'd have held Mitt Romney hostage and they would have killed him.
And if you think that you're like, oh man, what if that had actually changed the outcome? It just would have been one less Republican that voted for their commission, if that was the case.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
Oh, they would have. Mitt Romney? No, they wouldn't. You failed us when you didn't beat Obama, and you failed us again by, you know, believing in reality and shit. Like, we hate it. No. They'd have been like, well, I mean, maybe he shouldn't.
What was he wearing? Basically a Democrat, you know.
Mitt Romney, basically.
That's how you know it was Antifa. They murdered Mitt Romney. famous arch conservative Mitt Romney.
Arch conservative Mitt Romney. Goddamn right. The binder's full of women. The binders were full of liberals. Everyone knows that. All right, let's again, they're not done. And this is like really, really important. And I'm definitely going to say things that I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway. Former national security advisor and now QAnon moron, Michael Flynn, was at the For God and Country Patriot Roundup conference in Dallas, which I believe this is the conference that that plane of like – Uber crazy Christians were going and had the plane crash and they died. I think this is where they were going to.
Like just now, like over the past week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is.
I didn't hear about a plane crash happening. So.
Oh yeah, it was like, the dude who played like Tarzan at one point, is like he's like a crazy Christian. He's like, I think he was like 58.
Jesus.
He was married to he's like a crazy Christian and he was married to some other like nutty, nutty Christian lady who was all about like some crazy, like uber right wing, like dieting thing. Like she looked fucked.
Yeah, you're right. I'm pulling it up now.
Yeah. So. But I'm pretty sure they were going to the For God and Country Patriot Roundup.
Huh.
Anyway. As they say, God don't make no mistakes. It's amazing how people don't bring that up when bad things happen to terrible people who believe in this. But appearing at the For God and Country Patriot Roundup, Michael Flynn listened to an audience member ask, quote, I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here, referring to the Myanmar military overthrow of a quasi-democratic government and brutal crackdown on dissent. Which some QAnon supporters have cited approvingly. Wow. Michael Flynn replied, no reason. I mean, it should happen here. No reason. But then he came out and was like, the media is twisting my words. I'm like, you said it should happen here. That's four words. That's what you said. What do you mean they twisted your words? Again.
Yeah,
like, just check with the Ton Network, the Thugs of News. Come on. Like, we have questions for Michael Flynn. You're full of shit. Like, why are you being a coward? You said the shit. You said it. Be a man. Right? That's the easiest way.
And this is how I know that there are people, and Mike Flynn appears to be one of those people, who came along for this ride because he thought it would be a quick way back into the seat of power.
Yep.
And now he's in there and he doesn't know how to get the fuck out. Like he probably barely heard, in all honesty, and I'm not trying to fucking cape for Mike Flynn because fuck that guy, but he probably barely heard what that dude was actually saying. And it was just like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, yeah, absolutely. What, you know, like,
cool,
like,
man.
Like, he doesn't give a shit. Like, he doesn't give a shit. He just like, yeah, these are my people now. I have no way out from this. And yeah, I'm just going to go along for the ride because this is the only chance I have to get back to relevancy at this point.
I disagree with you.
This is also, by the way, that heroism of the military is not a good look.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people just like Mike Flynn that are in the armed forces right now. Believe me. Yeah. Believe me. They're a subset of any population is crazy as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. But I disagree with you as far as how he sees his position in this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think this guy is a full-on QAnon person.
You think so?
100%. I also think he's just using it as a grift. Like, I mean, like, well, you gotta get that money. I mean, come on, let's not get crazy. But no, I think he is fully in it. Like, he did a whole video, him and his fucking family, like at a cookout at their house where they like videotaped it and they were like, where we go one, we go all. They're all in, man. Like, they're not. I'm serious. Like, you can look up that video, right?
No, I know, but again, I still think that's him just kind of being coasted along for the ride. But what I'm saying is he's too stupid to realize what he's in.
No, I don't think so.
I really don't think he's like a true believer.
I agree. He's stupid.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But I don't think he's. I don't think he's too stupid not to realize what he's doing. I think that he truly believes. I think he truly believes that there's enough people in the military that they could pull this off. I think he truly believes that. I do. Look, these guys, man, I'm telling you, these guys are nutcases. Like, you gotta think. He sat and watched that Capitol riot, and they got into the houses of power, and they almost made it happen. Yeah, I think he's thinking, if shit goes left and it gets crazy enough, people will just go, I'll just let Trump be president. I think he believes that. Here is my unvarnished thought that would 100% get me kicked off of Facebook if I wasn't already banned. I want you to do it. I want you to try. Because I think this time, I don't think you're going to have that, hey, we need backup. What are we going to do, guys? I don't think you're going to get that response at all. I think you're going to get yourself shot. And I think that sounds awesome to me. I hope it's in HD. I don't think under a Biden administration, if Congress is attacked or if the White House is attacked or some other thing, I don't think Joe Biden is just going to let that shit slide. You saw how fast he was driving that truck? He don't give a fuck. No, I think they would take the gloves off. I do. I don't think it would go easy at all for them. I think that... Not that like Biden's like some murderous psycho, but I just don't think you're going to get the reason why the Capitol riot was allowed to happen as bad as it did is because those guys called for hours to get backup and they kept being denied. If it was a Democratic president, they would have had military presence there immediately within like 6 minutes.
Honestly, they would have
had it before. Right. Yeah. But it would have gone. The military would have been there. And those Proud Boys and all those guys would have probably tried to pop off and shit would have gone left. It would have. Now, does that ignite a worse situation down the road? Absolutely. But you're not going to sit there and just attack the fucking halls of power and let that shit slide. Not under a Democrat. There's no way you would. You can't afford to allow them to do it. You can't, right? Like, we're not talking votes here. We're talking murder. Like, we're talking violence. You have to put that shit down. And guess what? I'm not so sure, man. I'm not so sure. Like, you try it if you want to. I'd love to see you try. I would. Because, like, all that, like, there's so much of this, like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. That's all talking bullshit. What happens when the shit goes down? Okay. Oh, we did the Capitol riot. We're going to do another thing. When? When have they done anything? They haven't. Because they know that you do it the second time, they've learned their lesson. And Trump's not there to protect you.
Yep.
They're not.
I'll tell you what, do Mike Flynn, just remember that leaders lead from the front.
That's so. Right. Don't stand in the back.
Get your ass out there.
Yeah, don't be some fucking coward. I need you in the front where we can see you. First, you know, like a Marine, right? Like, they drop you in first. Like, look, I'm telling you, man, like, you think people ain't give a fuck about Ashley Babbitt? Try attacking again and see what happens. They will put you in the fucking ground. They will. They'll put you in the ground. They will. And look, I don't give a fuck. You had it coming, man. Like, if you do something now, you had it coming. Look, you already have it coming as far as, like, I mean, Merrick Garland's Justice Department, I don't know if people are following this. They're getting ready to throw every Oath Keeper under the jail. All of those guys are going to prison for big time, dude.
The one dude kicking his feet up at Pelosi's desk, cut a deal. He's still going to prison for like 12 years or something stupid like that.
7.5 or something like that?
Yeah. A while.
Oops.
Hope it was worth it.
Yeah. Look at this picture, bro. Yeah. Yeah. You go tell your cellmate that story. Idiot.
Dude, if I was the warden, I would fucking get that picture blown up like a poster and hang that shit in his cell. Frame it. Put it on the wall. let him look at it every day.
Yeah, here you go. Don't take it down.
No, seal it into the concrete. Don't even let him
seal it into the concrete. God damn. Brad, that's the kind of pettiness we appreciate here at Thug News.
Yeah.
The thugs of news. Yeah, I cannot imagine. Like, I know everybody, Democrats are so fucking, like, they're such nice guys. They're just like, no, yo, not in that case. No. No, and look, here's the thing. As many people as you have in the military who are fucking shitheads like Michael Flynn, you got a lot more people in the military who are like, oh, y'all trying to take over the country? Weapons hot. Let's go. Yeah, they can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, wait, and I'm just telling you, people like Michael Flynn, you're playing with fire, man. But this is like the military came, the U.S. Army came out and said, because, you know, he's former U.S. Army. They were like, look, we're not going to investigate him saying that. That's a mistake. I would ram a rod right up his ass. Oh, we're going to talk about coups and shit? Cool. Guess what? You like a court martial? Because you got one. You're fucking done. You're done. Secretary of the Army, you're done. Like, that's what I would do. Stop playing with these guys.
Court martial a retired general?
You can, actually.
Interesting.
Yes, you can. Because you can basically take their benefits. Are you enjoying your money? Not anymore. You're not. Fuck you.
Fuck, man, let's do it. Call Tom Cruise. Get that man.
That's so funny. I just watched that clip today. Don't call me son. You're under arrest, you son of a bitch. Quiescence Kept is one of the greatest scenes in movie history. Get out of here. You need me on that wall. But yeah, Michael Flynn should definitely lead from the front so he can get shot first. I 100% support that. Speaking of leading from the front, Trump is telling people that he will be reinstated as president by August, according to Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. That's a wild fucking thing to tell people. He's drinking his own Kool-Aid down in Mar-a-Lago. Like, I see all of these because I follow all these QAnon people and all this other shit.
Again, I'm too cynical. I think this is just part of the grift, man. He doesn't believe this shit. Do you think that truly believes that this is going to happen? Come on.
Do you think that his brain is functioning at 100%?
Well, it never has.
All right, then. Well, what do you think it is now? He's depressed, probably lost 20 IQ points. That's negative 20 at that right there. He's fucked.
By the way, he left didn't he leave Florida? Like, is he in Jersey right now?
Yeah, that's why they're afraid he might get indicted in Jersey.
You better send those before those no-knock warrants go away by the FBI.
How awesome would it be if they just kicked in the fucking door, Bedminster. Boom! Let's go, big boy. No, I love it. No, I mean, that's why
have Chris Wray call Biden. Like, when you sign the legislation, cool. Can you wait like an extra 6 hours?
It's 45 minutes. 45
minutes. Let's just... Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Yo, they would do it the day before. And it was like, no more no-knock warrants. This was the last one. This one was a really important one. So we just like, we figured we'd get this one out of the way. I'm sure this is a part of the grift, right?
Yeah.
It's a dangerous grift, man. It's a dangerous grift. This is how I know he doesn't give a fuck about his supporters. Because if these guys get mowed down in August thinking that Trump's getting back in the White House and they fucking flip out and go attack somebody, he don't give a shit.
So the theory goes that current and former crack addict and current pillow magnate Mike Lindell
is hold on, because I feel like it is very easy to dismiss what Brad said as a joke. No, that dude from My Pillow was a legitimate crack addict. He wrote a book about it. It's like From Crack to CEO or some shit like that. Like it is. Like I'll look it up on Amazon, because I sent it to you and Andy. I was like, did you know this? Like, this dude is legitimately on crack. Yeah, he was.
So what's going to happen is somehow he's going to get to go before the Supreme Court.
Sure.
To present bulletproof evidence that he's acquired, and only he has, and he's keeping secret, that's going to be so convincing that the justices are going to have to overturn the 2020 election results and reject them.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's what's going to happen. What is it, Mike Lindell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's right, right? Like, that's obviously going to happen.
I'm just happy that when I started seeing his commercials many, many years ago before he entered the political scene, I always knew that dude was a fucking weirdo. And it's just been nice to have that gut instinct be proven true.
Yeah. The name of the book, you can find it on Amazon. I'm not making any of this up. I swear to God. You can find this on Amazon. The book is called What Are the Odds? It came out in 2019. It's called What Are the Odds? And the subtitle is From Crack Addict to CEO, Mike Lindell. Wow. Here's an interesting little note. Due to the holographic cover, this will not be accepted in prison/jails. Please choose the prison-approved version.
What?
Far more than than a business memoir. Yeah. Yeah, so there's a prison-approved version. Okay.
Why can't prisons have... Oh, because I guess they're like... on a card or something that you can sharpen. I don't know.
It's probably, that material you can probably sharpen and fucking stab somebody with.
There you go.
Yo, he was a crack addict, and that's like a part of his book. That's crazy. Which makes sense when you look at what he says. I mean, like, this guy's got a lot of crackhead tendencies. Like, he just.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, like, I feel like maybe we should start doing some exams. This guy's out of his mind. I think he's, I think Trump. Absolutely. I think it is possible that he believes that he's going to be reinstated as president. I think that's possible. But I do think ultimately it's about the grift, right? Like, he definitely
for all the people that hang on, like, all these Q folks and MAGA heads and all these people that hang on these events that are definitely going to happen. How many times does it not have to happen before you start to realize that it's never going to happen?
Well,
is there a breaking point where you're just like, you know, I feel like maybe there's a lot of bullshit here.
Yeah.
Cause they've told us all these things are going to happen, and then the day comes and goes and it doesn't happen, and they don't really acknowledge the fact that it didn't happen. They're just like, oh, now this next thing's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Brad, they're dumb. They're like real dumb, like real dumb, Brad. Let me play for you this woman's comments.
Before you do, I just want to say, like, if you have a dog, right, and then you train the dog that when you say, hey, you want a treat, and he's like, oh, treats, I love treats, and then he runs into the kitchen and waits for you to give him treats. And then one day you're like, treats, and he's like, oh, sweet, and then he runs into the kitchen, and you're like, no treats for you. And then, like, you do that for, like, 2 weeks in a row. Eventually, when you say, ah, it's a treat, the dog's going to stop responding to it because the dog has learned – that word doesn't mean this thing anymore.
So
because apparently dogs more intelligent than Q believers.
I don't think that that is fair far enough.
not giving dogs enough credit.
Yeah, no. Dogs are way smarter. And they eat their own shit, some of them.
They do.
They
sniff butts all the time.
All right, now, let's have a one-to-one comparison here. A dog who eats its own shit and sniffs butts comparative to this person who I'm going to play a clip from, then you tell me who seems smarter. Let's see. Hold on. God damn it, Twitter. Come on. Get it together. Oh, fuck you. All right, here we go.
He's like a puppet president. The military is in charge. It's going to be like Myanmar. What's happening in Myanmar? The military is doing their own investigation. And at the right time, they're going to be restoring the republic with Trump as president.
What's going on in different country right now? The government took over and they're redoing the election, correct? So, that could possibly happen here, possibly.
Would you like to see it happen?
Absolutely.
I would like to see it happen.
Really?
Yes.
You know why? Because the election was stolen from us.
Yeah.
First of all, I defy any of these people to find Myanmar on a map, number one.
Impossible.
just give me the general vicinity. Point to generally where
I know that not the latest Rambo movie, but the previous one.
Yes, took place in
That's the best I can do for Myanmar.
Yes. Number two, the government took over in Myanmar?
That's not how that happened.
You were missed it by that much.
Yeah, like they don't understand, and they also don't understand, like the government was taken over by dissidents, and then they just straight murder people in the streets.
Yeah.
Like kids.
Yeah, that
regular fucking people.
It's like please explain the Myanmar civil war to me right now and what's going on and the rich history of the Burmese region that has been really fucked.
Yeah, no, please. Trump supporters, please, by all means. You fuckers don't even know how voting works. Yeah. Shut up. Again, dogs eat their own shit and they're way smarter than these people. Like they are. They just are. They are. I mean, look, you're not going to get hard-hitting commentary like that anywhere but the thugs of the news.
Knock it off. Certainly not. Jesus Christ.
Trump supporters might as well eat their own dog shit. That's all I'm saying.
Like Sidney Powell was at this conference.
That
you talked about Mike Flynn being there.
How is this woman still taken seriously on the right?
Whose lawyers literally argued. Everyone knew she was full of shit. Like, what the
right.
fuck? Like, that's literally her defense. Is like, you should have known I was lying.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
And people are just like, I don't know, man. She's fucking genius, dude. She's got the Kraken. There was no Kraken. You know, there was nothing. It was a grift. It's a grift. But it does say a lot about where Trump is in his life that these are his lawyers. Like, this is the best he can do. Good luck. Texas attempts to pass the most restrictive voting rights law in the country. And Texas Democrats do something that a lot of people are not used to seeing, which is Democrats going, fuck this, we're fighting back. And so they were just like, we're leaving, we're out, we're not letting you vote this shit in. Fuck off. And you know, getting tough works, right? Because Republicans now in Texas are like, did we say we were going to kill Sunday voting? That was a typo. That's what they said. It was a typo.
A typo.
Again, why are racists and bigots...
It's all about the purity of the vote, guys.
Right. But why are racists...
That was in the law.
Right. So. But why are racists and bigots always so fucking cowardly?
Yeah.
You call them to the Met. Oh, it was a typo. No, why don't you just stand on what you said and just say, all right... We'll give you that back. They won't even say that. Oh, it was a typo. It was a typo. It made it through several revisions. Everyone complained about this one thing amongst many other things. And you're like, no, it's all fine. It's all fine. It's all fine. But then when they won't give you the power to vote it in, you go, oh, that part was a typo. Why don't you just say that's what you meant and you're willing to change?
Yep.
'Cause they're cowards, right? Republicans are cowards largely, especially politically. So it's. Look,
I love this. Oh, I fucking love this. So There's a, so the Democratic Party chair in Texas, his name's Gilberto Hinojosa, if I pronounced that correctly.
You definitely didn't, but go ahead, white man.
Fantastic. He said, I'm quoting from him now, it's not over yet. These guys are not going to come back and sit through this bullshit. Yes. Come on now. I love elected officials cursing. It's fun.
Yeah, look, more of that, man. More of that. Look, I love this picture. This black Texas dude is, he's pissed.
I got scared for a split second. Cause when I saw the giant hat, I was like, why is David Clark yelling?
It's like, oh no.
I'm like, oh good. Thanks. That's not him. Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. That's, Gary Bledsoe, president of the Texas NAACP, speaks at a news conference at the Capitol. Where I'm sure he said, go fuck yourself at least once.
I think he's literally saying, go fuck yourself in that,
like, right then.
That they have in The Guardian. So.
it's kind of wild because, I feel like this is me in a cowboy hat in like 40 years and I respect it. Or, you know, 30 years. Yeah. So no, I respect it. Like, fucking give him the business, man. Give him the fucking business. Look, let's talk about what's in that actual Texas bill, including the typo, go fuck yourself. So things that are actually in the Texas bill, banning of after hours voting, prohibit ballot drop boxes in drive through voting centers. Why do you need to, because they made the argument that these are ballot harvesting. That's not what ballot harvesting means. Like, no.
It really isn't.
Drop boxes. They put one. They had one in all of, what is it, Harris County?
Yeah, in Houston.
Where Houston is. They're, yeah. They're like, here's one drop box. How many people live here? I don't know, like 15 million people or some crazy shit like that. Which is nuts, right? There's no logical argument. Mandate all weekday early voting take place between the hours of 6 a.m. and 9 p.m., though draft language would further limit Sunday early voting to a maximum between the hours of 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. Why do you need to restrict the time for voting?
I know why.
Oh, yeah, you know why it's 1 p.m., right?
Souls the polls, baby.
That's right. Like, it was a typo. It was a typo that you made it after church hours. You're not slick. We're not idiots, dude. We can read. I know some people for some fuck reason, think that black people are cognitively lower. Cough NFL. But it turns out, yeah, that story. I was blown away by that story.
Are you guys going to talk about that on Black Alexa?
I don't know, because I don't really watch sports, but I'd like to. What the fuck? I was like, yo.
Yeah, quick aside, by the way, a lot of people just kind of assumed when they saw that, they're like, man, I can't believe they left that policy on the books for all those years. It was instituted in 1990.
That's fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy. Yep. Black people started cognitively lower. That's why we won't pay them out when they have fucking brain damage. So it's fine. What?
Most popular sport in the USA, guys.
Why do we still watch it? Like, I don't watch football. I don't really watch sports at all. But, like, that would be a reason for me as a black man not to watch that sport. Like, I don't get it. I'm not going to watch other black men destroy themselves and then be seen as cognitively low.
Right. Walk away with 30 cents on the dollar compared to their white colleagues.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Make it illegal for election officials to send applications to vote by mail to people who did not request one. Look, that's a sticky wicket. I feel like that's – I know people were really harping on that, but I feel like that's really a pandemic issue more than it's a regular election issue. It shouldn't be in here, but it doesn't affect times when there's not a pandemic. Like, for the most part, it's not going to affect them.
But again, that by the same token, we should be looking to make voting – easier to access. Everyone should be striving for the Colorado method, whereas we'll mail you a ballot regardless, and you can either mail it back to us or you can come vote in person.
Right.
Your choice.
Yeah.
But you're going to get this piece of paper no matter what.
Right. And that should be the thing. I'm just saying that it's clear why they're doing it, right? Because of the pandemic, they saw more turnout. And yeah, you're right. The Colorado method should be that – I don't know if you, I guess you can't mandate that on a federal level, because if you could, I would. Like, that would be in the For the People Act. Everybody, like, if states want to do it, they can do it. Like, you don't have to say, like, you have to do it, but I would say if you want to do it, you can.
Nah, do it. I mean, do it like the Medicare thing. Well, but then again, that doesn't help you, because like I said, you could do like, hey, we'll pay for it if you opt into it. But then you're just going to have the same shitty red states that don't want free money because, you know, democracy.
I don't want to help people. Bar counties from helping facilitate the distribution of unsolicited ballot requests, require voters requesting absentee ballot to provide their driver's license number or social security number on both their request for the ballot and their return envelope containing their ballot. I'm okay with the first part of that. I'm not okay with the second part of that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you want to require voters to put their driver's license number or social security number on their absentee ballot, like, to request one, I don't give a shit about that. Who cares? That's probably true in Maryland. I don't remember, but that's probably even true in Maryland. But it's the return thing where you're just like, you're adding in one, like, I'm mailing that back into the mail. Like, I don't want that information.
Well, it would be on a hidden, it would be like on a hidden.
Sure. I get that. But again, I don't like that, because that's like, if that's not done, then your ballot is, you know, eliminated or something like that. It's just another reason for like some bullshit reason to throw away.
Correct. That's the real reason that it exists. Right. Just to be able to more easily disqualify.
Yep. Well, I couldn't understand if that was a 3 or an 8. So done. So yeah, I don't like the sort of turnaround on that. Impose $1,000 a day fine on local election officials who do not follow prescribed procedures to update their voter rolls, and criminal penalties on election workers who obstruct poll watchers. That sounds fine, but there are way more details behind that I don't like, especially the last part about election workers who obstruct poll watchers. The last election, we had an issue of people pretending to be poll watchers. Mm-hmm. And like, I need to get in there. Like, you're going to have a situation where people are going to allow that to happen, allow people to get closer and to be quote unquote poll watchers and not restrict them because they don't want to get hit with this fine. Right. And not that they should get hit with the fine, but I think that's not that simple. So yeah, look, Democrats in Texas fighting back, and they should continue to fight back. So that's great. I don't know if you saw this story. This is super interesting.
I just saw the headline, but yeah. I didn't read the story yet.
Amazing. Amazing. Chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel Romney. I said it. Slammed the Commission on Presidential Debates in a letter threatening to advise future Republican presidential nominees to not take part in debates unless the commission bows to their demands. So the GOP is threatening to boycott. Well, they talk about that. Their demands are mostly reasonable, but there's one that's super unreasonable that's really the kicker, right?
Okay.
So basically Ms. McDaniel, Ms. McDaniel's letter lays out the issues drawing the ire of the RNC, including the scheduling of the debates, some of the political leanings of the board members, and the choice for C-SPAN's Steve Scully to moderate the second debate, which was later canceled. She says that it should be obvious, for instance, that no person should serve as a moderator who previously worked for one of the candidates. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah, completely reasonable.
I don't think that's unreasonable at all. When the communications, they don't like any sort of fact checking, of course. Ms. McDaniel also said that the commission should disqualify, and this is the part that is the problem. And this is the whole thing, right? Because I've noticed something about Republicans, like from like the non-federal level Republicans, like when you got like these sort of, like they're national people, but they deal with more state style stuff, like Ronna McDaniel and stuff like that. Except for this. what they tend to do, and it's actually rather crafty, is they like to, they go, oh, we have these big things that we need changed, or these things that are unacceptable. So they throw one or two things out that are reasonable, right? It's like reading that Texas bill. You go, well, that part's reasonable. But then you read like the tail end of the sentence and you're like, well, that part's fucked up, right? Like you can see, you can sort of see how they're couching a way to fuck Democrats over or fuck democracy over in a reasonable way. Like they will do it. Like national Republicans don't give a fuck. They're just like, Republicans should be the winners all the time. Like they don't care because they've hit the top of the show, right? Like they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But on the state level, they have to do a lot more finessing. So she says, McDaniel says, the commission should disqualify journalists from moderating debates if they have, quote, an appearance of bias due to personal, professional, or partisan factors. That's just anybody you don't like.
Yeah.
It's anybody you don't like.
Yeah. So what? Which journalists then are you going to have moderate the debates?
Well, Sean Hannity, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Like, who do you have?
Yeah.
Who, like, they think every news is fake. All of it is fake news, except for Fox News and OAN and Newsmax.
Here's the problem, though, is that this is the emptiest of threats because, well, it would be an empty threat had NBC not fucked up the last time this happened. Like, because the alternative is like, okay, like, we're not going to not put on something. So you're just going to give your opponent like an hour and a half of unopposed airtime, essentially. But then NBC would come along and be like, we'll give you a one-on-one interview if you want at the same time.
Please. Yeah, I wouldn't budge on it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't budge on it. I would say, hey, these are the rules. Oh, like,
dear Ronald McDaniel, sorry that your fucking geriatric dementia patient that you put up on stage last time got bodied by a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, but he did. He got fucking wrecked in those debates. He got wrecked. Guys, maybe guys, do people remember?
Better candidate next
like,
time.
Guys, do people remember when Joe Biden told Donald Trump to shut up? Like, do people remember that? That was awesome. He fucking destroyed him. He destroyed him. Will you shut up, man? Like, that happened in a real ass debate. Joe Biden was this close.
A presidential debate.
Yeah, a presidential debate, right? This ain't like for like dog catcher type of shit. Like this is a real presidential debate.
This ain't the Libertarian Party primary.
Right.
That we're talking about here. Vermin Supreme's not telling
people. Right. He doesn't have a fucking boot on his head. I mean, Trump might as well have. Though I think Vermin Supreme is better at talking policy than Trump is. It's a pony economy.
Probably true.
Ponies are free. Like, come on, idiots. But yeah, I do think it's hilarious. Like, look, you don't want to have Republicans show up to debates? Okay. I don't care. Fuck it. Look, they are banking a lot on Donald Trump being ready to run in 2024. They're banking a lot. And look, I know people are like, well, it might be, you know, Ron DeSantis or something like that. This shit is for Trump.
Honestly, that is all this is for because, again, for Trump. Like Trump couldn't hang with Biden in a debate last year. He's going to be 78. You're going to put him in a debate against fucking Kamala Harris or whoever the Democratic nominee is? Fuck out of here. Nah. Get the hell out of here.
No, I don't. Look, I know everyone's like, oh, you know, Joe Biden's like, oh, I'm going to run again. He's not going to run. No, he's not. He's not, dude. Come on.
I really, he doesn't need to.
It doesn't need to. He's 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
Like, just pass the baton to your homegirl and let her go up there and rip Donald Trump's head off. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'd love it. Because with Pence does that, I like to slow the race down. I like to slow the debate down. Nah. She don't need to do that with Donald Trump. Come on, man. Like, no, you crank the pace up with him. He's going to be 78 years old. He's going to be crazy and wild-eyed. Oh, I'd love it. Like people, oh, he beat Hillary Clinton in those debates. No, the fuck he did not. No, your hate for Hillary Clinton is fucking up your vision because Hillary Clinton bodied him in every one of those debates, all of them. And Joe Biden did the same. It wasn't hard because Donald Trump didn't prepare. I don't know if people remember that. He just didn't prepare for the ones against Joe Biden.
No.
Because they were like, hey, Joe Biden is a mush-brained idiot. Yeah, it turns out, no, he isn't.
Yeah, and Biden stayed on script.
Yep.
He's like, I'm here to talk about issues. Trump's like, the gobbledygook. Garbage, brain mush.
remember his son? And Joe Biden was like, don't punch him in the face. Okay, let me continue. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he literally tried to fucking bait him by talking about his dead son. Like, yo, he's a piece of shit. Donald Trump's a piece of shit. I wanted to beat up Donald Trump for many years. But even in that night, I was like, Joe, just tag me in. Please. I'm the guy in wrestling just like reaching my arm out. Come on. You know, it's like Joe Biden slowly moving to the corner. Come on, God damn it.
Finally leaps toward the corner.
By the way, that should be a rule. They should have tag-in rules for you should be able to tag in your VP candidate. I think that's fair. Like, you feel like you're on the ropes a little bit. Like, Joe Biden dives into Kamala Harris and she just comes out and just fucking gives him the fucking 1-2 on policy.
Then you could do, like, the gamesmanship where, like, you know, like Trump acts like he's going to start the debate and then he like tags in Ron DeSantis and everyone's like, boo, like we want to see Trump go up against Biden. Like, oh,
what
suck.
A dick.
And so, but Biden has to beat DeSantis at first. Then, you know, then to say and Biden tags in Harris. And
yeah, come on, man.
Trump gets back in. As soon as Biden steps in, Trump tags out again.
I don't want to be.
save it for pay-per-view.
I'm not going to do this on a Raw. Come on. That's crazy. Everybody knows what they want to see. Ron and McDaniel threatening not to do debates anymore. Like, again, they're not a party. They're not a party of actual policies. Like,
no.
Like, hey, you know the debates are for policies. They're like, yeah, we know. We're out. Fuck that. Policies? Fuck out of here. Oh, thank you for putting that story. I just saw it. Thank you. I mean, it's not great, but I'll take it.
It's better than it was.
Yeah, I'll fucking take it. Absolutely. It Thank you. I forgot about that. Are all conservative columnists, do they all wear the hats that what's that other fucking douchebag, the Drudge Report? Why are they all dressed like journalists from like 1914?
I'm surprised Max Boot doesn't actually have like the old like press card.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Of the hat, so.
I mean, that's a pretty sweet. Is that a Trilby?
No, it's not a Trilby. Trilby is like the Dr. Doolittle hat, as we learned from Ocean's 13. So
it's not a what's the what's that?
Why did you just call it the Dr. Doolittle hat?
What's the fucking meme? It's not a fedora. It's a Trilby. M'lady. Shout out to Carrie, who's definitely dudes have definitely told her it's a Trilby before as they were trying to hit on
Here's my question for Max Boot. How many different hat positions did he have to try to get that headshot just the way he wanted it?
I'm not mad at him. I would 100% be Max Boot in that. I'd be like, hold on. All right, let me go 18. Let me go 18 degrees.
Take it again. Take it again.
Max, we've been here for 4 hours. I said take it again. This is going to be on the internet, God damn it.
Which one do you want to use, Max? This or this? Right? It's the same picture. Right?
It's from the office. The corporate wants you to tell you the difference between these two pictures. Those pictures are exactly the same. They're identical. Identical. So Max Boot, the Das Boot of columnist.
Reformed conservative.
A person who learned to read.
Yeah.
he wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post titled "The Republican Plot to Steal the 2024 Election." Look, it's a pretty fucking scary article. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. And I think he's 100% right.
But we've known. Like, it's already happening. Like the Arizona GOP stripped all of the power basically from their Secretary of State because they're worried about what's going to happen the next election, essentially. They're trying to give it to the Attorney General, which, you know, they have everything to do with running elections.
Yeah.
In the Attorney General's office.
I mean, what's really scary about this is that a, you know, through gerrymandering and all the other sort of Republican chicanery in the states, the one scenario, nightmare scenario that people thought might happen in 2020 could happen in 2024, which is I will quote, I'll read what he says. Quote, this brings us to a nightmare scenario. Republican-controlled Congress overturning the 2024 presidential election result to install Trump or a Trump mini-me in the White House. In January, 139 House Republicans and 8 Senate Republicans voted not to certify electoral college results in at least one state. Since then, the most prominent GOP opponent of the big lie, Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming, has been purged from the House leadership. Willingness to lie about election fraud has become a litmus test for Republicans, with the implicit threat of mob violence if they don't go along. Right? See, that's incredibly important. Republicans are so scared of Trump and his fanatical followers that most of them just voted against a bipartisan investigation on January 6th attack of the Capitol. Many congressional Republicans will refuse to certify a 2024 Democratic win in swing states. If Republicans can control Congress, they could deny the Democrats an electoral college majority, throw the election to the House, where each state delegation, regardless of population, will cast one ballot. Given that Republicans already have control of a majority of state delegations, that could override election outcome. If that happens, it would spell the end of American democracy. That's not a joke. That's very fucking possible.
It absolutely would be possible. But here's the thing that and again, because Republicans can't think more than 5 minutes in the future. Is that really what you want to have happen? Do you really think that the like Democratic voters are going to be like, well, we gave it our best shot, but son of a gun. Like, what are you going to do? Like, no, like we're taking to the streets and we're not leaving the streets.
I think this country would grind to a halt. Like a legitimate 100%. Halt. I think you would like the thing that like the far left Rose Twitter type people are like, where's the general strike? I think you'd see one where people would be like, that's cool. Nothing gets done. Fuck off. Grind the country. And look, I support it. Like, you can't steal a fucking election like that. That's insane. But they would. Mm-hmm. They would. And this is what I'm talking about. Did Joe Manchin not see this fucking article? Does Kristen Sinema not see this article? Like, somebody send it to them. Print it out. Slide it under their fucking congressional doors. This is what you are protecting. You are supposed to be protecting the country from this shit. If you do not get rid of the fucking filibuster, this is going to fucking happen. It's very possible.
It's already happening. You're seeing voting laws being passed around the country.
Right. So you need
Republican states.
I mean, look, he even says, like, look, I hope I'm not being overly alarmist. He didn't say I'm being alarmist. He said overly alarmist, right? Because he's not wrong. And he says the only way that the best way to protect our electoral system is for the People Act. That's H.R. 1. You need to get rid of the filibuster or make a cutout to pass that. This is not a fucking joke. If you allow that to not get done before the midterms and Democrats lose the House and or the Senate, you are in a world of trouble. You are fucked. The only way you could possibly win 2024 is if everyone goes, Trump is on the ballot, fuck this, never again. And it goes nuclear where people come out to vote again. And that's possible, but you also have other people who support him. Remember, the numbers that Trump got were crazy high, right? Like, I don't know. So it's not worth fucking around with, man. It's not. And if it comes to that where they don't pass this and it's because Sinema and Manchin didn't get on board with killing the filibuster, they should go down in history as two of the worst fucking people in American history, like in American politics. They should.
I mean, they will if we, you know, still have books after all.
Well, I just assume we'd be burning them for warmth and trading bottle caps. Like, I just, I mean that, look, it's not a, that's just not a game, man. That's just pretty fucking serious. So take it serious. You should. You should absolutely take it serious. Next up, Democrat wins New Mexico special election in a landslide. But wait, there's more. So this is a big deal. This is a seat that was left vacant by Deb Haaland, who is the Interior Secretary. And the seat was, you know, Joe Biden won New Mexico by 23 points in 2020, right? And Deb Haaland had won her seat by 16 points when she was
in the same election.
You're, right, that's right, because then she got pushed up. So so she won by 16 points. Biden won the state by 23. Republicans weren't really expecting to win the seat, like it's New Mexico, like not really. But they were.
It's a special election,
right?
Pronounced down, could be closer.
Right, they were hoping like single digits, right? Which you know, I watched a video with my man Steve Kornacki talking about the race, and he was like, "Look, here is all the special elections that happened after Trump got in, right?" And they compared what Trump won those states by, than what Republicans won the special elections by. Now, Republicans won those special elections, but Trump like won those states like 20, 30 points. But Democrats only lost the special election by like 6 points, 3 points, 7 points, right? So they had made all of this progress by pulling the numbers down. Well, this woman who won a special election, what is her name?
Melanie Stansberry.
Thank you. Melanie Stansberry. Well, unfortunately, she did not win the seat by 16 points. She didn't even win it by 23 points. She won it by 24.6 points. That ain't good. No. So people are still like, keep it on board, man. And that shows
it's a combination of Democrats still being amped.
Yeah.
And Republicans being depressed because turns out you shouldn't tell your people that the election is fixed against you because then they just don't vote.
Keep telling them.
And they just don't vote.
Keep telling them that. Tell them in 2022, please. Where's Lynn Wood? It's all rigged. It's all rigged. They're right. It's all rigged. You should definitely just stay home. Yep. See, people are easily moved by dumb rhetoric. They just are.
Dumb people certainly are. You are right about that.
Yeah, they are. You want to take this next one? I'm just going to bask in the glow of the story because I love it.
So partially. There's a lot of folks out there who have floated like, oh, why doesn't – if only the U.S. were a parliamentarian system of government. And that would be way worse than we're dealing with right now.
100% worse.
As evidence that it literally – despite the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu has not been able to get a coalition together to be reelected prime minister in his government – and in fact, has gotten like blown out in all these elections. Like he was not the leading vote getter in any, or his party, I should say, was not the leading vote getter in any of these situations. It still took five fucking elections to defeat him because of how
entrenched
parliaments work, essentially. But finally, we have a coalition of political parties that have agreed to a deal to form a new government that will finally oust Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, what's there's a very not exciting part about this, and that is that the first that the prime minister is going to be Naftali Bennett, who is also like a super religious, like hardcore, you know, pro-Israel dude, like hyper pro-Israel dude.
Yeah, this guy is not a fucking left wing. Yeah.
Mehdi Hasan put up an interview that he did with Bennett back in 2017, where Bennett was refuting a point that Mehdi Hasan was making by quoting the Bible at him. Ugh. And Mehdi Hasan's like, "Why are you quoting the Bible?" And he's like, "This is what your country's Supreme Court said. Like, that's what I'm reading back to you." He's like, "And you're coming back to me with the Bible." So that's not a great sign. But he's going to be sharing power alongside two other parties. One of them is Yair Lapid, who is a secular leader, which
I'll take
if
it.
You need anything right there right now, at that moment in time, yeah, a secular leadership is fucking great.
Yes.
And then I don't have the other gentleman's name. Oh, fuck. Where is it? Where the hell is the other guy's name that is in this? It's like buried in the in the shit. But the other guy that's joining up with them is an Islamist party as well, whose leader is going to have says as well, which is fantastic because now hopefully the concerns of Palestinians will at least be more heard in this new Israeli government that's being formed.
That would be nice.
I'm like I said, I can't find the guy's name in the article here, which is very annoying. So, but such is life. But yeah, so that is not, again, not ideal, but it's probably the best you're going to get
right
out of Israel right now, considering everything that's going on. Apparently, Lapid is going to be the foreign minister to the prime minister. That's going to be Bennett. And he's going to be prime minister for the first 2 years of a 4-year term. And then Lapid and him are supposed to swap roles halfway through.
Oh, okay.
Is how they're saying it's going to work. See you later, BB. Like, yeah. Again, by being a fucking, like you asked for this to happen by being a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I am not a fan of Benjamin Netanyahu at all. I think he is one of the worst things that has happened to Israel in its history.
Ever.
Yeah. In its entire history. I think he is a guy who loves to play with controversy as a means to remain in power. And by controversy, I mean allowing people to, allowing people to die based on keeping power. And I think it's fucked up. Again, I'm not a fan. I don't like his behavior. So I'm at a general fuck you. Good. I don't care. I don't care that that guy is out of power. I care that he's out of power, but I'm not sad about it.
At all. And to be fair, this isn't a done deal. They still need to get a vote of confidence passed in the Israeli parliament before they're sworn in.
True.
And so Netanyahu's working overtime right now to try to undermine the coalition and to get people to defect from it. Ugh. So not done yet, but it seems like we might finally
be rid of his ass.
Hopefully be rid of him and hopefully in a position where things can start to actually move forward in Israel. I'm not that hopeful. I'm way too much of a cynic, and history in that country has taught me not to hope for great things to happen, but
here's hoping.
It's a better today than it was yesterday.
Yeah. Sure, so. Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, yes. Oh, it's a right wing fucking go. Fuck. Like, but fine. I'll take it. That guy fucking sucks. Yeah. BB fucking sucks, man. So good. You know, shout out to the people of Israel, man. I just, and the Palestinians. Like, can we just, you can't work for compromise when one side's like, hey, let's sit down and compromise. The other side's like, we're just going to keep building settlements. That's the kind of the point of the issue. Like, you can't just say, fuck you. Like, that doesn't work. It just does not work. This week in stupid. You guys heard his little feelings, man. Like, you guys aren't nice. Donald Trump ends his blog after 29 days, infuriated by measly readership. Apparently, former President Donald Trump's blog, celebrated by advisors as, quote, a beacon of freedom that would keep him relevant in an online world he once dominated, is dead. It was 29 years old, lasting less time than the Confederacy, but 29 days old. on its last day, the site received just 1,500 shares or comments on Facebook and Twitter, a staggering drop from someone whose every tweet once garnered hundreds of thousands of reactions.
It only lasted 2.5 Scaramucci's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, though? I've never empathized with Donald Trump more than in this very moment.
I, too, had a blog no one read.
I too know the difficulty of getting your new social media platform to take off the ground.
Yeah, no. I mean, the guy, look, this is the one time. It's like, all right, I mean, cut the guy some slack, man. It's hard, right?
It's hard work.
Yeah.
We can't all be out of Corolla. So.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I do like that he shuttered it after almost 30 days. I guess he thought that it was like, yeah, it was going to really take off. Like, Donald Trump
I truly think he really thought it would have the same like reach as his Twitter
for a blog. Is it WordPress? Is it Drupal? Like which one is it? Is it just blogger.com? Like, yeah.
I don't know if you saw, like, he basically tweeted the posts like tweets, essentially.
Yeah,
like,
no, I saw.
Just, like, they were just like quick blurbs. Like, it wasn't like, it's not like it was long form. It's like he kept it to 200 characters, basically. Because that's all he knows how to communicate in.
I feel like he doesn't, like, and I don't mean this. Like, I'm not going to shit on the guy's social media game, right? Because it's obviously, like, super good when it comes to, like, regular social media platforms. Donald Trump couldn't cut it in the podcast game, man. You know how hard it is to make a buck? This guy? Come on.
Got to hustle and grind.
Yeah, man. It's been almost 10 years. We got, like, 50 bucks. four or less. So, yeah, I found this to be funny. Like, it was just like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this.
Like my favorite part is he's like, everyone's making fun of me.
We're not gonna
stop doing that. Like, just because you don't have your blog anymore doesn't mean we're gonna stop making fun of my guy.
That's definitely gonna happen. What are you talking about?
Go get it. Go start a Substack. That'll that's what all the cool kids are doing nowadays.
What is it? What's he could get on Clubhouse, right? Like, these are platforms I will never use. Yeah, why don't you just, like, start putting out Medium articles? Oh, right. Those are real articles.
Yeah.
That's not
good. He can always start up a Patreon. Why are these guys taking 10% of my money?
Oh,
I don't understand.
Look, you know what? Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't done it. I'm surprised. That's the ultimate grift, right?
Because I don't think you can set minimum $100 a month donations on Patreon, so... You know,
go listen to new episodes of the Joe Budden podcast or Donald Trump's tweets. The fuck on Patreon? No, but I'm surprised that they haven't tried to do a platform that you have to pay for.
I think it's too small potatoes for them. Like, I don't think they want people to give them $1 a month. Like, I think they want people to give them like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, I think you could get. I think you could get like $100 a year. I think you get it from a lot of them, like Fox Nation and shit.
Is that even possible to like? Does Patreon even let you?
Oh no! Just do your own. Just do your own.
Oh, I see. No, but again, we talked about that. He's too lazy. He can't set up his own like media network because he just doesn't have the fucking gumption, and he can't hire smart enough people to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I would have thought he would have done that.
Yeah, anyone smart enough to be good at doing that wouldn't want to work for him. So.
I think if Roger Ailes was still alive,
oh, 100%,
he would have done
for
it.
Sure.
He would have done
for
it. Because that, oh, they would have made bank, dude. He would have left Fox News to get paid, super paid.
Yeah, and if the shitty Murdoch son wasn't already entrenched at, you know, with Fox and all his other media platforms,
yeah, I could see him doing it too. So, yeah. Still think I still wish we lived in a world where that good Murdoch son, like, he had taken over Fox News. Oh. That's how I know we're in the shittiest timeline.
I mean, I wish we lived in a world where the good Murdoch son smothered his father with a pillow 20 years ago, but we can't all get what we want.
That's fair. That is fair. That's a good point, Brad. And on that point, good night. Because I look it, like it's like George Costanza. It's not going to get better than that. I wish he would have just murdered his dad. I'm out. Good night, everybody. All right. That's it for us. Any parting words? Any predictions, Brad?
Oh, God. No, because like I said, I fear making any bold predictions like Joe Manchin will see the light, even though, you know, he started to hint at the fact that maybe things. I don't know. I maybe by the time we next put out an episode, maybe we've at least heard some rumblings about modification of the filibuster, because Joe Biden seems really pissed off. And
yeah,
I don't think that this is going to just go away.
It shouldn't.
Yeah,
it shouldn't.
And he's literally out here saying, like, you know, domestic terrorism is the biggest threat going right now. And Republicans are mad because he's like, what? There's like, what about ISIS? And we're like, what about ISIS? Like, the FBI agrees with him that domestic terror is the biggest threat that we're facing right now.
Like,
as a country,
it's inarguable, in my opinion. Yeah. It's inarguable. And look, again, if you want to try it, you can. But lead from the front. Don't put the Oath Keepers out there. Don't put the Proud Boys out there. No, a real leader stands out front and says, charge that hill. Because guess what? I don't think people in the military are going to let that shit fly. I just don't. I don't think you're getting some, like, oh, 2 weeks a month, you know, two weeks a month, every month, you know, National Reservists. No, I don't think so, buddy. I don't think so. They're going to be like, I know we're not supposed to have the, you know, polycomitatus or whatever it is. Like, I know we're not supposed to do this, but this is a different situation. Shoot them. Like, no, I don't think you're going to get off on easy on that. I don't think so. And I think this dream of, like, this, you know, there's like real revolutionary roots in this country, right? Mm-hmm. But this dream of, like, Republicans who say they love this country so much, when they just don't get what they want, are like, we're going to just fucking take over. Yeah, violent coup. All right. Like, you see how those, like, you want to know the mindset of those people. You truly want to see it. Like, all the rhetoric, all that shit aside, you want to see how they really are. You watch that video of how they react when they shot Babbitt in the neck. They didn't go, charge it, keep going. They spread like fucking roaches when the lights came on, because they were terrified, because they never understood what that fucking response. They didn't think about what that response could really be. And that cop was like, word, bow, you're done, and ended that shit. And they were just like, we don't really need to go in there. And they stopped. You charge those steps again and you see what happens. They ain't gonna be none of that fucking, oh, come on in, guys, you're patriots. Ain't gonna be none of that shit.
No.
It's not. Like, that's where the rhetoric gets challenged with reality. Watch that video again. It's not easy to watch. And I'm not saying it like making fun of that woman being shot, though. She fucking deserved it. I don't really give a shit. But watch their reaction. They're, oh, medic. You're not on the side of the military, dude. Yeah. What medic? This, like, ain't, oh, Call of Duty, baby.
You forgot to bring him with you. Sorry, my guy.
Yeah. No, like, military is on the side of the guys you're trying to get to. So, like, they didn't know what to do. They were unprepared for that shit. So if you think, oh, we're going to do a coup, all right. I don't want to hear any crying when you and your friends get mowed the fuck down.
It's how you know right-wing white people have truly never been oppressed, because the left is pretty good at protesting, because we've had a lot of experience. And I'm not saying we as in me, like, I'm saying, like, the people on the left have had a lot of experience protesting. So, like, we're pretty good about this shit. We know how the game is played. You're not going to scare us by firing tear gas at us and stuff like that. Like you said, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't.
Because what the fuck have you ever had to protest about?
Right. They're always, you know what they do? They do counter protests.
Right.
Hey, we should probably not be murdering brown people. We should be murdering as many people as we want. Okay. What? Freedom. Like, they don't, but they don't know. So, like, this idea of running into that building, I'm telling you, man, like, you really want to see what the heart of these people are. All these fucking tough guys on the internet. You really want to see what their fucking heart is. You watch that fucking video again. Watch their reaction. It's, like, they couldn't fathom it. They couldn't fathom, holy shit, our actions had real fucking consequences. Guess what? Try to fucking take over a military base if you want to. Look, because any coup is not going to come, oh, they're going to try to take over the the Congress again. That's not going to be the thing. They're going to do something different. Try it. Try it. See what happens. Go to a military base, right? Because if you're starting a coup, you need weapons. Go ahead. See what happens to you. They will shoot you, and they will not ask questions. They will not. Who is this? Well, we're here to take over the government. Oh, really? Are you Al-Qaeda? Oh, shit. Brr, done. Yo, they're not gonna ask questions. They're gonna pull the trigger, and people are gonna die. So, by all means, Mike Flynn, run up to get done up. It's fine. Yeah, tough guy. Go ahead. Roger Stone always goes, well, why don't we do Myanmar? Go ahead. See what happens to you. See what happens to you. No, it ain't going to work out the way you fucking think it will. It won't.
Nope.
It won't. And look, shrug, won't care. I'll just be watching the news. Mike Pence got shot 45 times today. Cool. Take the bread out of the oven. I don't know. Let's have some dinner. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Heaven has not lost an angel or whatever nonsense you believe. So, yeah. No, these guys are terrified, man. Like, they are chicken hawks by all accounts. And I'm not saying like Mike Flynn is a chicken hawk, like, because he's a military guy, whatever. I didn't serve. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about like, let's do a coup in the United States. All right, same people that served under you will be shooting you. Like, just understand that. Just understand that. Like, it's fine by me. I don't give a shit. It's not a loss. And look, maybe that'll make people go, yeah, we should probably stop talking about taking over the government. Like, yeah, that seems like a bad idea. And then what happens, right? You do that. It doesn't just end that day, because then immediately they have massive power to then, oh, you're in a militia? Guess what? We're knocking down doors all over the country, because we're not fucking around at that point. Right. So you look, you go ahead and do that and see what happens to all the people who agree with you and the people who were there. Everybody's there is going to get shot, hurt, or arrested, or some combination of the three, and or. And all of those militias, oh, we've been packing up weapons in fucking Idaho for 17 years, and we hate the government. Oh, we're kicking those doors down, too. Yeah, because we can't trust you now. We can't trust you.
In a small room and somewhere in the Senate, Mitt Romney puts his hands around Mitch McConnell's neck and says, why didn't you just put Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court, you fucking asshole?
I told you. I fucking told you. Dude, I told you. It will be Mitt Romney's last words to Mitch McConnell before they storm the doors. They're here. So, yeah. I mean, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, there's plenty of people in the military who are shitheads like Michael Flynn, but there's way more who can't wait to shoot some people who they think are trying to ruin the country. They can't wait. Like, they don't even have to agree with you. Like, that's the thing. They don't even have to, like, I mean, you might be right, but at the same time, you calling me a bitch, and I'm not going to take that. So, guess what? Yeah. Like, man, you try if you want to. Go ahead. We'll see what happens. All right, that's it for us. We will see you guys next week.
See ya.